Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Will Saylor is Fisheries Program Administrator for the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Today he joins us for a look at South Dakota's Least Wanted. Will, welcome.
Thank you, Lori. It's good to be on the phone with you.
All right. Let's talk about, first of all, let's start with new laws this year in 2017 that kicked in. What do we need to know about invasive species as it specifically relates to new legislation in the state?
Well, our new regulations that went into effect this spring really are that we added a new species to our aquatic invasive species list, which is the red swamp crayfish. We removed the language about when you have to remove your boat plug. There was language that talked about immediately adjacent fish cleaning stations is where you had to remove your plugs and open valves and stuff by. Now the regulation is that those plugs need to be removed before you leave the boat ramp parking lot, and they need to remain out until you return to another boat ramp parking lot and are preparing to launch your boat. So going down the road or even parked in your driveway, those boat plugs should be removed.
Okay, and what does that do? What kind of invasive species are we looking at there that that's going to help prevent the spread of?
That really has to do with transportation of water.
Okay.
And because zebra mussels and quagga mussels reproduce during the warm temperate seasons of the year, and their larvae, called veligers, are so tiny that you cannot see them with the naked eye, only under magnification. And so if you remove the water from the boat in your live well, your bait buckets, the bilge of the boat, that way you're preventing the transportation of water that may contain those larvae. And they can live in even damp spots for several days. So the chance that, it just reduces the risk of spreading them.
Okay, so the theory would be that if you went to another lake, you could introduce something that was in one lake to another South Dakota lake. Do I understand that correctly?
That is correct, Lori.
All right, let's talk about some of the worst invasive species that we have. Who's on the, and you can find photos and everything on the website, sdleastwanted.com. We'll talk more about that website in a minute, but Will, let's just start out with who the rock stars of We Don't Want Them Here are.
Well, I would say that there are several species on the list and that can be found on the website, but I would say that the two biggest things that we're concerned about are the mussels species, the zebra and quagga mussels, that can infest docks and beaches and boats and damage motors, and also infrastructure, and potentially affect the primary production of zooplankton in the lake, because that's what they fill their feed on. So those are our biggest concern. And then next on the list would be the spread of Asian carp. That would be the big head and silver carp that are in the river below Gavin's Point Dam and up the James River and in the Sioux River up to the falls.
All right. So what kind of damage? Let's talk about the mussels first. And, where do they come from? How bad is it? Are they across the state right now? Or, what's their infiltration level?
They are, we consider Lewis and Clark Lake, the river below Gavin's Point Dam, and McCook Lake, north of Sioux City, to be infested. Their infestations are in Lewis and Clark Lake are very heavy, and to the point where we urge people to be cautious when they're walking and wading on beaches and things, because they're very sharp. They also clog infrastructure intakes for irrigation. They've increased maintenance at Gavin's Point Dam because of their attachment to all the structures and to even the electric generating turbines. And then, again, there's the high potential for them to affect the water clarity and potentially, that primary production.
Does the drought, the current conditions in South Dakota, play into their spread at all, or is that not part of the conversation?
Probably not. The only way that could be an issue is if people were taking water out of those water bodies and hauling it to other places for cattle watering or, other things, and then that water could get back into another uninfested water body.
Sure. Is the infestation being sort of addressed in some way? Can you get rid of them once they're there? Is prevention the main key here?
The main key is preventing their spread. Once they're there, there's very little you can do. There are poisons, but to treat Lewis and Clark Lake would be several billion dollars, and it is not 100% effective, so it may we just sure. can't treat a big body of water. So the best thing we can do is ask people to enforce our regulations to keep people from moving them from an infested water body to another water body.
What about tourists and people who are coming through the state, maybe don't know this information? What ways can we reach out to those people to sort of let them know mm-hmm. what's going on here and how to not contribute to the problem?
We do targeted emails to our parks users, people that buy park stickers, and to our boaters, also to non-resident and resident anglers. We also have billboards up and signs in all of our areas. We do distribute rack cards at a large number of our waters to visitors to help them become aware of the issue.
All right, let's talk about the website a little bit before I let you go. SDleastWanted.com. Mm-hmm. What sort of information can people find there?
Okay, the first thing that is on there is the laws and regulations and what has changed recently. Second is the information about the different species, including those fish species, the mussels, plants, and some invertebrates that are on our list. Talks about places where you can wash your boat. There's news updates. There's maps showing where the aquatic invasive waters are. And then there's additional information and frequently asked questions.
All right. Get connected, SDleastWanted.com. You've been listening to Will Saylor, South Dakota's Least Wanted. It's an ecological initiative by South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Will, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.